For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Super Tuesday results from Alabama's Republican primary elections are in, and in the Republican presidential race, former President Donald Trump won the state with over 83% of the votes, with second place former Governor Nikki Haley picking up just over 12% of the votes. Locally in Henry County, Joe Faulkner wins the District 1 commissioner's race by a 70-30% margin, and Ray Marler has been declared the winner of the Henry County primary election for probate judge, 51-49% over Matthew Quincy. More Alabama primary results will be given next hour, or you can see a list of the results on our website. The murder-for-hire trial of former Wiregrass beauty queen is being delayed. Lindsay Shiver was initially arrested last year in the Bahamas for allegedly plotting with her lover to kill her estranged husband. She was supposed to go on trial in Nassau this week, but it's now been delayed until July. Shiver was Miss Houston County back in 2005. Statewide results from Alabama's primary elections yesterday are in. The newly redrawn congressional districts had incumbent versus incumbent for Alabama's first congressional district seat. Representative Barry Moore defeated Representative Jerry Carl 52-48% to be the GOP nominee for the district in November. Associate Justice Sarah Stewart will be the Republican nominee for Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice and will face Democrat Greg Griffin in November. There will be a runoff in Dale County for the commission chairman seat. Incumbent Chair Steve McKinnon gained 42% of the votes last night, while District 3 Commissioner Adam Enfinger received 40% of the votes. Since neither candidate got 50% of the votes, a runoff election will be held April 16th. A part of Tacoma Street in Dothan will be closed off for most of today while contractors perform overlay and asphalt work. The section from North Orange to Cherokee Avenue is scheduled to be closed off today from now through 5 p.m. And that's the latest look at your headlines from WiregrassDailyNews.com. I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 103.9.